Assisi. You'll always be home to me. You're part of my destiny, and I'm part of you.
How does someone unite the spirituality of being a Franciscan with the spirituality of being a bishop? Someone who has had practical experience in this dual vocation is Cardinal Wilfred Napier of South Africa. In addition to his responsibilities as a cardinal, he is also a Franciscan friar. The cardinal tells us more.
The other day when we were invited to Assisi for that meeting with the general and his council or definitorium, and the bishops, cardinals and so on who are Franciscans and working in various parts of the world, one of the reflection papers there was about the spirituality of being a bishop, which is very important, I think, to see that against the spirituality of being a Franciscan. And I think in the end, the only difference is in the degree of responsibility that one has for organizing others in doing with you what you are naturally called to do by your Franciscan vocation. I was very impressed by a sharing period that we had to hear how in so many parts of the world where there was an impossible situation, it always seemed as if the friars were there. Libya, where every bit of church property was confiscated when the revolution began in the 1970s. And Franciscan bishops in the diocese there. Indonesia, very similar situation where you can have from very extreme anti-Christian sentiments to fairly tolerant, to very tolerant situations. And once again, there as well, Franciscans in these almost impossible situations. So it seems as if it's by the very nature of the calling, when one is called to serve at the ordinary level as a member, as a friar, as a priest, whatever, the example, the spirituality of St. Francis already predisposes you to do that. But then when it goes up a little bit higher up the scale, one finds that there's something there that also the same kind of commitment to doing what the church is asking.
I did the commentary on the Pope's Mass at San Francesco.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I saw something that you wouldn't have seen and that seemed to me to encapsulate everything that we are as Franciscans, whether we had the privilege like you of being in Assisi on that occasion or not. Because at one point, the television cameras were moving around and showing different scenes of Assisi and the Basilica. And on the roof, just there in all its simplicity, under the sky, which was absolutely cloudless, and it must have been very, very hot in the piazza for you all, was a sparrow. And just the simplicity of that little sparrow being present, very important, but doing something just by its presence.
Yes,
it seemed to encapsulate the Franciscan vocation.
Yes, very much so, Because I wouldn't see myself as big or small. I would see myself as called in whatever way and with whatever capacities, whatever gifts I've got, to be trying to do as much as I can in that particular situation. For instance, if when I was president of the Bishops' Conference, it was to try and be available, to make sure that the church's voice was heard, to make sure that if people made misrepresentations about the church, that these would be corrected. So in other words, it's not just about rebuilding the physical fabric of the church, but it's also about repairing the church's name, repairing the church's image, enhancing the good that the church is doing, making sure that is known, that is observed. And yet at the same time, doing it in such a way, yeah, that's where the minority comes in. We are, after all, just servants. We're just simply doing what we were sent to do. I think that. And the other thing which I really like always to keep reminding myself is, no matter how much we think we've succeeded, that famous saying of St. Francis, brothers, let us begin, for up to now we've done nothing. I think rather than saying, I'm a little one, I can't do anything, I think that exhortation of St. Francis to me is what minority is really about. We've done nothing, even if we think we have achieved an enormous amount. As far as we're concerned, it's nothing. We've just got to start over and do a better job.
Assisi, you'll always be home to me. Your part.